Welcome to the WFO Life Podcast. Buckle up for interviews, insights, and practical discussions, and the occasional intellectual oddity, all designed to help you master self, master craft, and accomplish any life mission. I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store. For life is just an employer. He gives you what you ask, but once you have set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for a menial's hire, only to learn, dismayed, that any wage I had asked of life, life would have paid. Good evening. This is Dr. William Curtis. Lieutenant Colonel Story is away on assignment today, so I wanted to do a short, maybe different post and podcast than we've done in the past. This was a poem written by Jesse Bell Rittenhouse, and I thought it was, I don't know how I found this, I stumbled across it on Goodreads, and it kind of struck me as true on many levels in life. You know, I'm in my late into my fourth decade of my life, and I'm starting to see wisdom in short poems like this, and they help me reflect on where I am in the world and what I'm doing with my life. And I think it would be helpful for more people to take stock of where they are at any given time. But let's think about what this poem is saying. It's basically asking, what do you want in life? And I think that could mean health, family, happiness, financial, success. There's a lot of things that people, when they look at the big scope of their lives, they realize there's a lot of areas of life that we can, we can really push to get the most out of it, or we can sort of coast and we can sort of get by. Let's take health, for instance. In health, there's lots of terms we could use. There's fitness, there's mobility, there's stamina, there's libido or sex drive. Strength and energy and longevity. If a person lives their life and they don't think about that as something that is a great priority for them, and they don't expect to have great health, and they don't do the things that are required, because they ask little, they risk little, and they offer little in the form of physical fitness and things like that, the reality is health wanes much quicker. And when health wanes, our capability of success and energy and the fortitude to physically accomplish things declines. And I know Chris and I have talked about this and at length in other episodes on the concept of good health and how that leads to accomplishing mission. But I think it's important, and this poem sort of underscores that you get what you put into things, and you get what you ask for. And to some extent, sometimes not doing things is asking for something. And I think it's important that we look at various aspects of our lives and ask, what is it we're selling our life for? What is it we're saying, this is the extent of my life, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm going to accomplish, this is what I'm worth, or it's worth. What am I asking from life? If you're asking for good health, there are certain steps and actions that have to be taken to do that. And we've talked about them on the show many times. But look at yourself. I know I've done this. I look at myself. What am I asking of myself? What is it I'm selling my health and that part of my life for? What is it I'm selling it for? The next one I thought of that made, kind of spurred my thought when I read this poem was family. I don't think we've talked about it a lot on this podcast, but work-life balance is terribly important. I know I've been guilty in many times in my life of being sort of a workaholic, and it's something that was kind of drilled into me and something that I know that I have to work to sort of get past. I tend to easily throw myself into work and tasks and sometimes leave the family to fend for themselves without my immediate affections or constant attention. And I think that, you have to look at that in the big scope of your life as well. What am I getting? What am I paying for, I should say, with my family? If we don't pay into our family, if we don't invest in them, you know, the education of our children, the relationship with our spouse, if we don't purposefully take time away from our busyness, then we can do so at the neglect of our family. And that is like bargaining a part of your life for a penny. The things that most people care the most for, their families, and their loved ones, sometimes we're bargaining them for a penny by not investing the time and energy and that we have for them. So another one to consider would be maybe financial success or financial stability, saving, investing, seeking passive income streams so that we do have free time. We don't have to sell our time for money. These are things that we could decide, make a conscious decision in our life that my life is worth X amount, or my life and my time is worth X amount, but I choose to save my money, to not spend frivolously, to be wise with my money so that I can do the things and accomplish things I want in my life. I think this is yet another way that we bargain in life with our success and our happiness and our well-being. Another one I think is important is just happiness. And I think that can mean in life, do you take time for vacation? Do you take time for special events? Do you have downtime or hobbies or maybe just interesting things you do? This is an area that I know I can relate to, because in many parts of my life as a physician, I can fall into the trap of working and working and working. And you can only, pile up so much money and you could only work so much before you realize, what's it all worth if I don't enjoy myself sometimes? And I think it's almost like if a person works really hard, that's okay. It's okay to work hard and work a lot, actually. But I think to have a really full life, to feel like you're getting the most out of life, more than just bargaining it for a penny, I think that a person has to take time away and just stop and smell the roses, so to speak. Take a little road trip, go on a vacation, do something fun or exciting. I mean, I've heard it said the opposite of boredom is, excitement. And I think that a lot of people, it's like sharpening a knife. If you're trying to be really sharp at what you do in the world and your business and work and all these kind of things, to be really sharp and good at what you do, I think it requires taking time away. And it's like sharpening your axe, sharpening your knife. And so many of us sort of fall into a wagon rut. And it's easy. I see people all the time that wake up and I can see that they're maybe partially awake in their late 60s and realizing, what did I sell my life for? I didn't do anything as far as enjoyment. I worked and I paid bills, I bought things, and in the end, I didn't do anything special, didn't do anything fun. And I think it's those things that make interesting lives. And I think that it's pretty easy. It doesn't have to be a lot of money to do things that are interesting or fun. I know some of my friends and patients that go and, they take an adventure fishing on the seashore, or they go on kayaking trips, or they, plan to do some type of marathon or adventure race. There's all kinds of things, and those don't have to be expensive. They just have to be done with the idea that you're purposely withdrawing from work and stress and strain and struggle, and you're doing something that's fun, exciting, and worth talking about Monday morning. The last thing I want to talk about as far as kind of what this Jesse Rittenhouse's poem, I Bargained My Life for a Penny. I thought time is something important. People often trade their time for very little. And I think we have to be careful with all the constant distractions in the world right now. When you look at media sources, Netflix, constant barrage of things that vie for our attention, I think it's easy to spend a lifetime of time for very little in return. And I think of all the things I mentioned, health, family, happiness, financial aspects of success and in life, not getting the most of our time for what we do on this earth, I think that's something that this poem reminds me to make sure that I am not giving my life away, giving my vital time away without some substantial return. And that return does not have to be money. That return could be things I do for others. That could be what I do for my family, ways that I lift other people up, way that I impact my community. Again, it doesn't have to be about money, but we should spend our lives wisely. We should spend our time wisely and not bargain them for a penny. The last thing I want to mention is, I guess on the negative side, the deadly sins, crime, negativity. This poem definitely reminds us you must bear the task. If you go down that road and you have negativity in your life, you've made bad decisions and continue to make bad decisions and you don't rethink those things, if dishonesty and crime are a big part of your life, the reality is one must bear that task. And you've set those wages by those decisions, and it's never too late to change those wages. It's never too late to decide you want something else. You don't want to work for menials higher. So what I would suggest is read this poem one more time and then see what it means to you. And I hope this one hasn't been too deep. I know it's been a little different, but when I read this poem, it struck me as something I wanted to spend a little time sharing with everyone. I hope you're enjoying our podcast, and I hope that you will check us out on the WFL Live podcast on the Future Focus Health Network. I think it's a great place to interact with Chris and I, and I would love to hear back from you and what you think on this very short episode based on Jesse Bell Rittenhouse's poem, I Bargained With a Life for a Penny. That's all I've got today. Have a great night.